From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Kurt Ebbesmeyer has been tracking plastic ducks at sea. Dr. Ebbesmeyer, a retired oceanographer, says that any time now, the plastic ducks and three other plastic species from the same shipment that's already washed up in part in Hawaii and Alaska could turn up in Iceland, Canada, or New England. He joins us from Seattle. And Dr. Ebbesmeyer, first, where do these plastic ducks and other critters come from, and how did they get as far west as Hawaii and as far east as the North Atlantic?
Well, you start in one tub and you wind up in another. You imagine little kids in a bathtub, and they like these turtles, ducks, beavers, and frogs. And they're actually made in China, and they were put into a cargo container. And across the Pacific in January of 1992, a storm tossed 20 containers overboard, one of which held these wayward fowl.
How then did some of them come around to the point where they could be reaching land somewhere in, say, Massachusetts?
Well, it's more like a relay race. And the first leg of the race was the big steel container fell overboard, and the waves snapped open the doors, and away went the toys. 8 months later, they were at Sitka, Alaska. And by 1994, according to our computer models, they were at Bering Strait, the gap between the Soviet Union and Alaska. Then they got trapped in the ice, and 5 years later, they should be out in the vicinity of Iceland. And then 2 years later, they'd be down at Boston and so forth. But most people, when they see them on the beach, they just think that's a kid's toy that somebody forgot. But actually, it's first-rate science.
Very, very well-traveled little bit of plastic there. how do you follow them around all the seas as they make their way?
Well, I have a worldwide network of beachcombers who report in, and every quarter I summarize what they say. So their eyes and ears around the world looking for things that fall out of cargo ships.
Is this called flotsamology?
Well, flotsametrics.
Flotsametrics.
I have to have a fancy word, so I'm a driftologist.
You know, the thing that I just find so astonishing is that these plastic toys, these ducks and the others, could make it. Somehow going across the Pacific to Hawaii, that doesn't seem quite so stunning as making it up around Alaska, over the Arctic, and down between Canada and Greenland or Iceland. That seems an amazing journey.
Well, if you get to know the toys, I've done some tests. I had a bunch of toys shipped to me, and I asked the same question as you did. So I drilled a bunch full of holes, said, well, if they're full of holes, they ought to sink. No, the plastic itself actually floats. And then I said, well, if they're in the Arctic ice, they'll fracture, and then they'll sink. So I put some in my freezer, and I froze them. Then I got a hammer out, and I pounded on them, and they didn't crack. It's really remarkable how tough they are. And then I called the manufacturer, and I said, how come your toys are so tough? And he said, well, we want to make sure that they don't sink in the bathtub and disappoint some young child.
Well, apart from what you've learned about plastic ducks and other toys, has there been any insight about ocean currents that you've come to from tracking things like that?
Well, the ducks were particularly fascinating. They went all the way around the North Pacific in 3 years and came back to Washington State. But we noticed that if you took away the ducks and just looked at the water around the ducks, it took 6 years to go around. So these little critters were being blown twice the speed of water. So I began to appreciate that floating trash can really speed around the ocean quite fast, and I began to call them little hyper ducks.
Well, Kurt Ebbesmeyer, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thanks, Robert.
Retired oceanographer and currently avid flotsametrician, Dr. Kurt Ebbesmeyer, who spoke to us from Seattle.